Ocasio-Cortez rips New York Times for Glam Ho Picks subpoena story. By Joshua Kaplan on May 27, 2019. Freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Sunday criticized the New York Times for its coverage of former Trump White House communications director Hope Hicks, accusing the paper of framing her decision to comply with a congressional subpoena as a lifetime drama. Hicks was subpoenaed last week to turn over documents and testify before the House Judiciary Committee as part of the panel's investigation into whether President Donald Trump and his associates obstructed justice and engaged in public corruption. In the article, titled "Hope Hicks Left the White House, Now She Must Decide Whether to Talk to Congress," reporter Maggie Haberman described Hicks's decision to comply with the request as an existential question. Hicks, along with other members of the president's circle, have until June 4 to submit all requested documents. The former Trump aide is expected to testify before House Judiciary Committee members on June 19. In the first of two tweets on the Times story, Ocasio-Cortez expressed frustration over Hicks' portrayal, accusing her of potentially breaking the law. "What gets me is news breaks that this woman is weighing committing a crime before Congress, and it's getting framed by the net as some lifetime drama called Hope's Choice," she wrote. In the immediate aftermath of shootings, media routinely post menacing photos of people of color victims plus dredge up any questionable thing they'd ever done, the New York Democrat wrote in a follow-up tweet. But when Hope Hicks considers not complying with a subpoena, it's glamour shot time. Several establishment media reporters concurred with Ocasio-Cortez's criticism, tweeting their own views on the piece. Hicks' subpoena comes as Democrats debate how to respond to Trump's declaration that he will fight all of the subpoenas from Congress. More Democrats are calling for impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump after he blocked McGahn from testifying last week.